is 8:42 on WEOL. It is Tuesday, which means, of course, in studio, we have the coupon queen, Rachel Critch. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So is there a coupon princess at home, or a coupon prince who's going to, you know, take over for you when you've retired? How does this work?
You know, I think Chronicle's the only one who calls me the coupon queen. Nobody calls me that at home. Can you believe it?
Like, well, okay, well, they should start.
They should.
Do they realize who they're living with?
Right. I'm like, give me my crown. Why am I making dinner? Let's go, people.
Listen, mom is always the queen. You know? And, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool mom.
That's right.
Remember that quote?
Yes.
Absolutely. So Christmas is over, which means Christmas clearance. And you've got some tips for us. First of all, you were talking about gift sets off the air.
Yeah, so, you know, this week's column in the Chronicle-Telegram is all about ways to save on your Christmas clearance, or specific things to look out for, right? And gift sets is definitely one of them. So, you know, when you're walking down the Christmas aisle, they have a ton of these gift sets, right? So they have, like, body wash or maybe some shaving kits, or and they aren't just for Christmas. One of the things that I like to do are buy them now when they're 50 to 75% off. You can take them out of the Christmas box. They're really great to reuse or re-gift during the summer when you're going to graduation parties for these kids who are going away to college. You can make them a gift basket, or you know, you can put them in your own closet. But at a 50% savings, it's a really good deal.
So re-gifting now is officially okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess it's not considered actually re-gifting if you're buying it and you're not buying it for anybody else, right? So you're buying it to keep for a gift later on. But I definitely re-gift. So I say re-gifting is fine.
I had a relative who literally dedicated a bathroom in her house to store items that she was going to re-gift.
Oh, yeah.
And one year we got a Christmas ornament. My wife and I, when we were just dating, it said Christmas 1982. Problem is, it was 1989. So you have to be careful when it comes to re-gifting.
Correct. Yeah. Maybe, definitely check the dates on those things, right?
Definitely. Well, what are some of the other clearance items that you talk about in your article and you could talk about right now?
So, you know, one of the things that I like to do when I'm looking for Christmas clearance is looking for things that I can buy now but use later. For instance, Christmas red and green are huge colors, right, for the Christmas season, but they're not just for Christmas. So I was out and about yesterday, and I found red napkins that I can reuse for Valentine's Day. I found green tablecloth that I'll pull out for St. Patrick's Day. And so it's not just for, Christmas that, you know, you have to put in the Christmas box and wait until next year. So
where do you keep all this stuff? Do you have a bathroom that you have dedicated to all your regifting stuff?
I have a shed in the back, and I have it very well organized. I have to say that I am a minimalist, so I don't overbuy. There are definitely many years that I go out, and I just like to go out in the hoopla of the, you know, Christmas clearance. I'll be going out today just to see what else is left. I didn't have a whole lot of time yesterday. But I don't buy a ton of things, but I buy specific things, right? So I don't have a lot of stuff, but I'm looking for very specific things that I know that we're going to be able to reuse.
We are talking to Rachel Critch this morning from the Chronicle. She is the coupon queen. We're talking about Christmas clearance. You will appreciate this. My daughter wanted to get a Christmas tree, an artificial Christmas tree, a couple years back. So she waited till after Christmas. She bought an $800 tree for $150.
Oh, that's a deal. You know, honestly, that's one of the things that I'm on the lookout for is a tree. We already have a tree, but half of the lights don't work, which this year we just strung, you know, extra lights on it. So if I find a great deal, I don't think I'm even willing to pay 50% off right now. I'm waiting. If I find a great deal, I'll buy. And if not, we'll just keep reusing the string lights and restring the lights, right?
What the heck makes a tree $800?
It's the tips. It's how many tips it has. That's really what I think it is.
What do you mean?
So
like
there's
branch tips?
Yes,
what?
The branch tips. So if you look at a box, the more tips there are, the fuller it is. And the fuller it is, the more expensive it is.
Now, how low do you go? You said, you know, you're not going to pay the 50%. Is it 40? Is it 30? What is Rachel's line?
I think for a Christmas tree, I'm looking 75. Now, I probably won't be able to find one. We'll see. But I feel like if it's meant to be, I will find the tree and, you know, we'll see what's out there.
That was very poetic. If it was meant to be, I will find the tree.
Yes.
Now, I mean, because you got to be careful, because if you wait too long, they might literally clear it out.
Absolutely. And so if you absolutely need something now, then don't wait for 75. You know, honestly, don't wait. But I don't absolutely need a tree. We have a tree. We can put extra lights on it. It's fine. It's fine.
Do you get into arguments with the family? Like, Mom, let's get it now. Nope. It is not below 50% yet. Hang on.
You know, I have to say, my middle son, when we put the tree up a couple, 6 weeks ago, and he saw that the lights didn't work, he goes, oh, well, let's just go out and buy a new one. I'm like, are you crazy? We don't buy a tree now. We'll just buy some $2 lights and add it on. He had to have brought up multiple times that we needed a new tree.
Well, first of all, he is obviously no longer the coupon prince. He's lucky if he's going to make the court jester at this particular point.
Right? I'm like, are you crazy? We don't just go out and buy random trees. We just buy $2 lights and put it on top.
I mean, when you do all your shopping and your articles, what, is he on his phone? How does he not know
right?
this?
Right? I brought him in a couple weeks ago. He had an orthodontist appointment, so I brought him in so he could see a little bit of what I do behind the scenes. Clearly, that didn't help. Right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I think you said once that you were kind of a late bloomer. You didn't do this early on, so maybe...
That's true. Yeah, he's got some years. Yeah, I was not... I wrote a column a couple months back of things I wish I would have known as a teenager, you know, with savings. Yeah, I think that's probably the one we were chatting about. And, maybe I should give him that column, right? He can... To think of all the ways he could be saving right now.
Yeah, you know, hand him a newspaper. He'll go, what is this paper? I don't understand. How does this work? You know, give me a phone. Now, you were also mentioned seasonal food off the air. That's something we could talk about.
Yeah, seasonal food is a big item. Now, right now, I was at Walmart yesterday. They have like specific baking items that you can buy that are 50% off, which really winds up being a great deal, especially with the kids off of school. All of my kids enjoy baking and cooking. So I picked up a couple baking mixes for 50% off that we can, you know, do this next week while they're off. And also what you want to do is look for snack items, those like prepackaged snack items that will be down the aisle. Now, sometimes they haven't actually hit the clearance aisle. So you want to kind of be on the lookout in the food aisle. If it has a snowflake on the box or it may has a Santa Claus, my family particularly does not mind eating like Santa cookies in March or, you know, goldfish with Santa hats on them in May. You know, definitely check the expiration dates, but most of the time the expiration dates are, you know, a year out. So if it is on clearance and it's a snack food, I have three teenage boys, right? So I need, give me all the snacks.
I can relate to this. My wife sent me out last night to a store. It'll go nameless for now. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention it. But they have the four packs of the Land O'Lakes unsalted butter, $3.99 each. That is, right? That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that is
nowadays.
A pretty good deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was another store that had it for, like, I think $2.49 a couple weeks ago. We still have quite a bit of butter in our...
Well, I guess I'm going to be going back to the store, but returning that.
$3.99 is a really good deal. $2.49 was crazy. I came home, I think, with 10 boxes of butter. My husband thought I was crazy, but, you know.
But doesn't he know by now what's going on?
I don't know. My family, I'm like, get with it, people. Don't you know who I am? Of course, we're going to eventually use it. Does butter go bad? I guess it does, but
well, now,
we would have used it.
Well, you wouldn't keep it in the shed, would you?
No,
cold enough now in the shed?
You know, it probably is cold enough in our garage, but no, I put it all in the refrigerator.
Now, this shed of yours, is it like a typical tool shed, or have you she-shedded it, where there's like, it's you could tell a lady has been in this shed?
I would have to say it's probably more she-shedded than, my husband keeps his tools and items like that in the garage, and our shed has... the storage, which actually storage is one of the things I will be looking for. I want to reorganize the shed, so I'd like to have red for Christmas, the boxes, and you know, and I'd like them all to not particularly have to match, but be all the same size, so it's easier to stack and organize better. So,
well, we've only got a moment left. Is there anything that we have not covered that you feel we should and or we have to mention where we can find this article and all your other articles?
Well, you know, kitchen and bath items is another item that you can keep an eye out for. These are things that you would probably want to buy and then put away for next year if you really need to restock your items. But, you know, there's just so much Christmas clearance out there. Shop early and have a list so you're not overbuying. Don't just buy because it's on clearance. That's not a, it's not a good deal if you're just buying if it's on clearance. Really figure out if you need it or don't need it.
Okay, where can we go to find all these great tips?
Yeah, you can find me in the Chronicle every Tuesday. I'm also on Facebook under Couponing with Rachel.
What's your son's name?
Mason.
Mason?
Well, he's one of them.
what's the one who was, keeps pushing for the tree?
The tree, that's Mason.
Listen, Mason, Mom knows everything. She knows where you are 24 hours a day. She knows what she's talking about. If I were you, I would listen. Because one day, the future Mrs. Mason is going to be very happy that you listen to your mom, right?
Correct.
I'm sure you tell him this all the time, but trust me, I've been there, I know. Rachel Critch, always a pleasure. You take care. We will talk again soon.
Thank you.
You got it. It is 853 WEOL.